Chapter 6. Who stole the Queen's tarts? Alice and the animals came to a court. They went inside. The King and Queen of Hearts were there, and they sat on special chairs. There were lots of playing cards, people, animals, and birds there too. There was also lots of noise, because everyone spoke at the same time. The Jack of Hearts was on the ground in front of the King and Queen. His hands were behind his back. There was a table near the Jack, and on the table there was a plate of tarts. The tarts looked very good, and Alice wanted to eat one. Alice saw Bill the Lizard. He was in a special box with 11 other animals, and he had a piece of paper and a pencil in front of him. He was a juror. Alice saw the White Rabbit too. He was near the King and Queen.
"He is wearing special clothes," she thought. "He looks very important."
The White Rabbit stood up and shouted, "Be quiet in court!" And everyone stopped talking. Then he took a piece of paper from his coat and he read,
"The Queen of Hearts made some tarts on a summer day. The Jack of Hearts stole the tarts and he took them all away."
"What do you think? Did the Jack steal the tarts?"
the King said to Bill and the other jurors.
"No, no, don't ask that question now," the White Rabbit said quickly. "First, the Mad Hatter must speak to us."
The Hatter walked to the King and Queen. He had a cup of tea in one hand and a piece of bread in the other hand.
"Sorry," he said. "I didn't have time to finish my tea."
The March Hare and the Dormouse were behind the Hatter, and he looked at the March Hare.
"It was the 14th of March, I think," the Hatter said.
"It was the 15th,
the March Hare said.
"No, it was the 16th, said the Dormouse.
"Write all this on your pieces of paper," the King told the jurors.
Then he said to the Hatter,
"Put your hat on the table." "It isn't my hat," the Hatter told the King. "You stole it,"
the King shouted, and Bill and the other jurors started writing.
"No, no," the Hatter said, "but I'm a poor man, and last week the March Hare said..."
"I didn't," shouted the March Hare.
"Oh dear," the Hatter went on, "I'm a poor man and..."
"You're not a good speaker," the King said angrily.
"You can sit down now."
The Hatter looked at the King and Queen, and then he ran out of the court. The White Rabbit stood up, and he looked at his piece of paper.
"Next, the Duchess's cook must speak to us," he said loudly.
The cook walked to the King and Queen. She had a spoon in her hand.
"What is in these tarts?"
the King asked the cook. and he pointed to the tarts.
Sugar,
said the Dormouse from behind the cook.
Cut off its head!
The Queen shouted angrily. Then everyone tried to catch the poor Dormouse. He ran under a chair, but a playing card caught him. Then he had to leave the court. The King and Queen turned to the cook, but the cook was not there.
Oh dear,
the King said, and he looked at the White Rabbit.
Who is speaking next?
He asked. The White Rabbit looked at his piece of paper and he said,
Next, Alice must speak to us.
Alice was very surprised to hear her name, but she quickly walked to the King and Queen. Alice looked at the other animals. She was much bigger than them. I am growing, she thought.
What do you know about the tarts?
The King asked Alice.
I don't know anything, Alice said,
and this was true.
You know nothing about the tarts. Is that right?
The King went on.
I know nothing, Alice answered.
That's very important,
the King said, and he looked at Bill and the 11 other jurors. They started writing on their pieces of paper. But then the White Rabbit said,
The King means it is not important.
Alice looked at Bill and the other jurors. Some had important on their pieces of paper, and some had not important.
Oh dear, she thought.
The King had a piece of paper in his hands, and he read from it.
Very tall people must leave the court, he said.
Everyone looked at Alice and they started talking.
I'm not very tall, Alice said to the King.
Yes, you are, said the Queen. You're very, very tall.
I will not leave this court, Alice said loudly.
But this made the Queen angry.
Cut off her head!
She shouted. Everyone stopped talking, but nobody moved.
They aren't listening to you, Alice said to the Queen. You are only a playing card.
But now the Queen's face was red, and she was very angry.
Cut off her head!
She shouted again, very loudly. Then all the playing cards in the court jumped up at Alice. She put her hand over her face and she closed her eyes. Alice opened her eyes and she saw a tree above her. Some flowers from the tree came down onto her face. She was on her back, and her sister was next to her. They were at the river.
The playing cards are not real, Alice thought. I had a very strange dream, Alice said to her sister,
and she told her about the dream. She told her about the White Rabbit, the King and Queen of Hearts, the Mad Hatter, and the March Hare. She told her about eating a mushroom and growing big and then small. She told her about the Duchess and the Cheshire Cat and the funny game of croquet. Alice's sister laughed and she said, "That was a strange dream, Alice. Now, let's go home for tea." Alice smiled and she took her sister's hand. The two girls walked home together happily. Penguin Readers, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, Level 2. Retold by Hannah Fish. Illustrated by John Tenniel. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2023.